Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Keandra.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
Every time.
Every time. Well, have you had a chance to check out your QAs?
I went over and I see I got a zero. I don't know how I get a zero.
So, okay. So there's actually two of them. And what I found was there were several calls on the 27th and the 28th where it was like you took a call and you were asking, you know, thank you for calling customer support, but it sounds like you were halfway across the room. When the customers answered you, I could hear them loud as day, but it was like you kept saying, customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Like you couldn't hear them. So I'm wondering what's going on with your setup or, you know, what's going on to make those calls that way where, because obviously the it's playing back like you're not even wearing your headset. It's almost like you have them on a speakerphone, if that makes sense.
See, no, like, I don't know why it sounds like that, but if you listen to some of the calls, a lot of people been telling me they had, like, hearing a lot of static and stuff on my end. I don't know, like, the day when I clocked in, my headset was kind of, like, real low. I had to unplug and plug it back in. And a lot of people tell me they be hearing static. I don't know. I'd be at my desk. I don't know.
See, there's also a call, like, yesterday, there's a man that you talked to on 2C Marketing where you got the call. And it was silent, and he kept saying hello. But you had talked to that same guy 10 minutes earlier, and you had a clear back-and-forth conversation with him. So it's like, I don't understand. It's certain things happen, and it would happen on all of your phone calls. And then it's kind of odd that you have certain calls that are good and then certain calls with audio quality issues. You know what I'm saying? It's not consistent all the time. Like, that guy, it sounded, when that guy called you back 10 minutes later, I don't know why you weren't able to handle the call like normal, like you did, you know, the same guy earlier.
He called me and I went, and I answered the call?
Yeah, you didn't say your name or you didn't say anything.
Oh, wow. Never mind. Yes, I'm just going to say, okay, so if that may be a call, like, it wasn't no calls in the queue, so I probably stepped out the room and came right back, and it probably was a call up there. By the time I got to it, he probably already hung up. I think I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think that's exactly what happened that day.
Well, I appreciate you coming out and telling me that.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. Like, I had to go use the restroom, and I had to came back in here, and the call was already already hung up, so that's why he heard, kept saying hello, and hello. Because by the time I came, so we already had it hung up.
Well, you know, if you're having a bathroom emergency, you know, if we have any team leads on, you know, you can message them or just blast that, hey, I need an emergency break right now, and we'll let you go. You know,
Yes, sir, I understand. I just figured since there were no calls in the queue that I could have took a quick bathroom break. I understand.
Yeah, just next time put yourself in the break status.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I appreciate you, you know, being honest about that call. And the other ones, I don't know, maybe I was thinking maybe you had your headset pushed up or I don't know, you know, maybe your microphone was away from your mouth. But, you know, we can hear the customers clear as day and it sounds like you're talking from across the room, it just kind of sounds real suspicious, especially since you stopped trying to respond to them, you know. And then I listened to the calls afterwards, and some are more the same, but then you'll have a call that's perfectly fine. So, you know, it's hard for us to judge. And the first thing I did when we get calls like this, like on QAs, because it's on your QA, the first thing I do is search your name in the IT group to say, okay, let's see if Keandra went to the IT group on this day to say that something happened to her. So anytime that something happens that makes it so, like a call disconnects or anything technical that ever happens that way, make sure you post immediately in the IT group to avoid being in trouble about it, because, you know, I have to deliver this as a verbal warning through the system, because these are calls that was found by, you know, ASK and sent forward. So they have to be addressed. You know, make sure you go on break before you step out to use the restroom. That way, to avoid these calls dropping. And, you know, if you're having issues hearing customers, or, you know, you keep saying hello, hello, and you can't hear them, you know, it may be something that you need to post in the group. So I could say, well, here, she went here and told us, and, you know, to cover yourself, right?
Yes, sir. But I can hardly, I don't know why you say it sound like I was across the room, because, like, I'm literally, like, my cord is right here by my router. I mean, not my router, but my router. And it's not possible for me to be across the room when the cord is not even long enough. Then this cord is not even long enough for me to go across the room.
Well, it's like,
sound like that.
You're, like, how you sound right now, I could hear you clear as day. Like, I'm sure you can hear me. Let's say I'm going to put my headset. I'm going to move my microphone up and see how well you can hear me.
Okay.
Can you tell
the difference
right now?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that is what happened.
That's what happened. You had your headset up. And
yes, sir. That is exactly what happened. Because I can't hardly hear you now.
So that's what it was. You had your microphone probably up.
Yes,
instead
sir,
of
away
down
from my face, and it kind of sounded like I was away from the phone. But yeah, that's what happened. I'm like, I ain't no way I was across the room.
Yeah, so just, you know, in those, you can't, in the future, if you're having technical issues like that, you know, try to vocalize it on the call, try to put it on IT before you figure out what happened. And of course, we figured it out now, but we already have these recordings in the system to where, you know, if a client were to listen to those phone calls, they would say, what's going on? Why isn't she assisting our customers? You get what I'm saying? Why did she stop talking? You
yes,
get,
sir.
You know, and I have to come up with a good reason, and I don't have one, you know?
Yes, sir. I do understand it.
So this is going to go in the system because it is two zeros, but I know it's a verbal. There's still plenty of steps you have. It's just, I just can't let calls like that go through without having some sort of documentation. I will get in trouble if I don't. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand that. And I know what I did wrong, so I'm not even arguing with that. I mean, it wasn't technically, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I get you. I get it. Like, I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but okay.
It was honest. The first one was an honest mistake, and the second one was a misjudgment error.
Yes. It was just, oh,
so,
yeah.
So I recognize that you're not.
Call got zero, I would not go. Cause that's exactly what happened. I know it. That's exactly what happened.
And you know what? If it gets to the point where you have to use the restroom and you can't get nobody to reply to you, go on break and just go. Don't do it on ready. Just go on break. And if someone's like, why did you go to break? Say, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hold it anymore. I had to go on break right then and there. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That way we don't have you accidentally getting a phone call that looks like you're, you know, not trying to handle phone calls, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I know. Trust me. I know you say yes, ma'am, all day long to all these women, so it kind of just comes. Sometimes I tell my mom, thank you for calling customer support when she gives me a call. So
I'd be like
know.
It too, because I'm so used to working. I just be, whew.
Yes. But that's it. Do you have any questions for me or anything about, you know, what we talked about today?
No, sir.
Well, I appreciate you accepting responsibility for it. You know, just go in there and sign it as a verbal warning. And look, you have 90 days after today. If we don't have an issue, it falls off and you're back to square one, you know.
Okay.
So just try to stay on top of things. And I certainly appreciate all the hard work that you put in.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that. Do I have a question before y'all just phone? No, I don't think I have a question, sir.
Good to go. Well, thank you again, Ms. Davis, and enjoy the rest of your night.
You're welcome to do the same as well. Thanks for calling customer support.
Take care.